Well, in our last report, we explained why both the beef and pork industry are taking steps to change and simplify the names of some cuts at the retail level. And now Trevor Amon, Director of Market Intelligence for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, explains what consumers will see at the meat case, as he notes that for the most part, it'll just be subtle differences.
And a couple examples of those would be, you know, a ribeye steak is still a ribeye steak. But one area that we really focused on was those new individual muscle cuts that the industry has worked so hard and the Checkoff has invested in over the last several years through muscle profiling research and culinary work and really getting new cuts out into the consumer marketplace. One example of that would be the flat iron steak. The old Ermis description based on anatomical structure would be listed as beef shoulder, top blade steak, boneless, flat iron. And you can see that that gets really long and sort of confusing to consumers. So we identified the common name now as flat iron steak, and then you list all of those unique characteristics down on the second line.
And some of the pork examples include a loin chop now being listed as a pork porterhouse and a top loin chop to be known as a pork New York chop. It's estimated that consumers will start to see these updated names in stores by this summer. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.